It is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency has announced that the beginning of 2025 dry season is delayed compared to its previous prediction in February. The latest update indicates a further shift in the early dry season, particularly across Java, Bali and Nusa Tenggara. Reported by Tempo.co, despite this delay, the agency still predicts that the peak of the dry season will happen from July to August. The international racing event Formula E Jakarta E-Prix 2025 will be held at the Jakarta International E-Prix Circuit, or JIEC, in Ancol on June 21st. The public enthusiasm was reported to witness this event in person is starting to show. The chairperson of the organizing committee Formula E 2025, Andrea Mikola, stated that they have prepared more than 20,000 tickets for the audience. Half of that number has already been sold. In addition to ticket sales, Ananda also revealed that technical preparations at the JIEC circuit are also almost complete, with a progress rate of 90%. He ensured that the track conditions were in good shape. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah. In remote areas, I was searched. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener and also our viewers, welcome back to Muhammad Faisal on Indonesia Today. Well, still, you know that we have also Voice Talk, it is. And we would like to dive into an important and timely topic, Bali's commitment to becoming a plastic-free island. Well, as part of this mission, the provincial government has recently issued a ban on bottled water under 1 liter. But what does this mean for Bali's environment, businesses, and the future of tourism? In this episode, we would like to explore the reasoning behind this policy and it is its impact, especially on the local community, and how Bali's government is tackling the challenges of reducing plastic. And to know much more about this, we are going to talk and interview with environmental analyst of forestry and environment department Bali province, Made Ari Indra Rahayu. With me, Ahmad Faisal.
Hello.
At the studio.
Mbak. Hello. Can you hear?
Yes, I can hear your voice clearly. Okay. So, Mbak Made, I call you Mbak Made Ari or Mbak Rahayu? Which one are you?
Just Ari.
More familiar?
Mbak Ari.
Okay, Mbak Ari. So.
Yeah, just Mbak Ari.
Okay, yeah. Mbak Ari. Thank you for your time, Mbak Ari. Attention to join our special interview today on Voitok.
Yes, you're welcome.
Okay, so Mbak Ari, talking about this, actually, you know that. Well, before we talk more about as the theme of this here, about what only 1 liter bottle water in Bali, Mbak Ari. Actually, how many, before we talk more about this, how many liters do you drink every day, Mbak Ari, of water especially? Fresh water.
Yes, for normal people, I think 2 liters.
2 liters every day.
A day.
So even maybe when the sun, yeah. In the summer, maybe, I mean, in the dry season, maybe where it is really hot, the weather, maybe you drink more than that, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe more than 2 liters to get hydrated.
Okay. So Mbak Ari, what is actually the main reason, yeah, behind the provincial government's decision to ban bottled water under 1 liter?
Hello?
Yes. Hello, Mbak Ari. Can you hear my voice so clearly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay. So the question is, what is the main reason behind the provincial government's decision to ban bottled water under 1 liter on the island of Bali?
Okay, maybe I can just explain a bit that our new policy about the government letter number 9 of 2025 is concerning about the Bali Clean from Waste movement is about how to reduce the waste going to the landfill. So the banning 1 liter plastic, 1 liter plastic is just a part of that policy. The bigger issue is how to prevent or reducing the plastic or the other waste going to the landfill. Because in Bali, our problem, which is our total waste generation, is about 3,563 tons per day, and which the plastic waste is about 18.52%. So in this condition that mostly of our landfill in Bali is currently is overloaded and making it necessary how to implement the waste reduction effort and particularly for the plastic waste.
So you mean this policy is also related, yes? Yeah.
Yeah. Our bigger issue is about how to reduce the waste going to the landfill. And one part of the policy is about banning the 1 liter plastic.
Okay, but Ari, actually, when did the policy officially take place, and how has it been communicated with people, local people there?
Actually, in 11 April 2025, our governor, Mr. Costa, collecting all the stakeholders of Bali from the village government and all the region government, and display that how about the. About the circular letter of government number 9 of 2025 about.
Okay.
And actually for this policy is we hopefully will be full implemented in 2026.
So next year you mean it will be fully implemented?
Yeah, we hopefully implementing in 2026.
Okay, what about the impact, Mbak Ari? I mean, has the impact of the policy on small traders such as micro and small medium enterprises and also culinary business been taken into consideration?
Actually, before this policy released, there are so many tourism business operators in Bali, from hotel, restaurant, or the cafe. They already implemented the system of reuse and refill. So I think this is not a big issue for them, because the tourism has already implemented this policy before we release it, and. Our main purpose, the government is also encourage industry players to redesign their packaging to be more environmentally friendly and to take responsibility about the life cycle of their product. This is aligned with the national direction of sustainable waste management, where the producers are expected to fulfill their obligation under the extended producer responsibility, or EPR, and under this approach, producers are no longer only responsible for the manufacturing process, but also the post-consumer phase of their product. So this is our main target, actually.
Okay. Well, Mbak Ari, I believe that this policy has also many challenges, maybe.
Yeah,
actually, what about the response from the local people and even maybe... tourist, maybe?
I think there will be a pro and contra, but if we see at the good side of view, point of view, we try to align our policy with the national regulation too. So actually the Minister of Environmental and Forestry, the Minister of Environmental had released the policy at the regulation of Minister of Environmental and Forestry number 75 of 2019 on the roadmap of the waste reduction by the producer for the period from 2020 until 2029. And in according our regulation, the government gave a prohibition, and which state all business entities are prohibited from producing single-use plastic bottles, drinking water at a volume of less than 1 liter. So actually, what we try to bring policy in Bali is aligned with the national regulation.
So you mean this is also related to the provincial regulation, yeah, Mbak Ari, yeah, and also regional parliament, yeah, for this policy legally?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what about maybe alternatives, Mbak Ari? Talking about alternatives, yeah, to the single-use bottle water. Does the government also promote this for both business and also tourists? Alternative single use.
For the promoting the change. Okay, can you repeat?
Yes, please? I believe that maybe there is such alternative, yeah, to use a single bottle maybe for water. Does the government also promote this for business and also tourists, for businessmen?
We promote the regulation to give some explanation to the hotels, the restaurant and cafe, and the others tourism industry, that they can try to bring a gallon of water and
yes,
and try the tourism or the people bring their own tumbler. So we're promoting to bring our own tumbler because it's first it can reducing the plastic waste, and the second I think it's more try to give the education and to develop our character to have responsibility of our race.
Okay, Mbak Ari, it seems that this is really interesting, yeah, to know much more about this. And please stay there. We would like to share our one song for our listener.
Okay, thank you.
Samudra terbentang katulistiwa, di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya. We'll be right back.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, and also our viewers, let's come back to continue our voice talk with Mbak Ari. Mbak Ari, before we talk more about this, actually, do you also bring tumbler maybe when you do your activities maybe?
Yes, I bring tumbler everywhere I go.
Can you show it maybe behind you? Beside you?
No, maybe? I'm in the meeting room right now.
Okay. So at least you, because of this prohibition of bring one water for bottle, you bring tumbler, yeah, Mbak Ari, yes?
Yeah, and actually in our provincial government, mm-hmm. in every meeting, the participant had to bring their own tumbler. So the meeting room only prepared the water. We have to pour it in our tumbler by ourselves.
I guess this is good instruction, Bari.
Yeah.
Okay, tumbler, yes. This. Okay, so still we continue this, Mbak Ari. Actually, how is the enforcement of the regulation being handled for the local people, Mbak Ari?
For the enforcement, first we try to give the explanation first because not all the people already agree about this policy. We need a time. But I think implementing it fully will take a time, but we believe with all the cooperation from all the parties, step by step we will move forward to the better future. And the regulation enforcement, we also collaborated with other stakeholders, with the environmental communities, and also we have the in Indonesia maybe it's helpful because we try yes. to have connection with them.
So really, the local government, I mean, really care for this, Mbak Ari.
Yeah, we care because this can be huge problem in the future. Maybe right now we think it's not really matter, but if our plastic can be fully degraded in 100 or 1,000 of years, and I think this is not affecting us today, but in the next year, in the next generation. So we try to take a little step right now, little by little, and try to give a better generation a better environment.
Okay. So Mbak Ari, up to day, I mean nowadays, you really often see people bringing a bottle with 1 liter plastic.
Yeah.
So what about, maybe is there such kind of, I guess not talking about punishment, maybe such, I can say, I believe that prohibition, like you say, like Paul Pepe, when people are being seen by the Paul Pepe or the local government officers, I mean, so the people will be told to stop bringing this.
Maybe just little by little this policy can be
understood.
Can be understood by some people. Just actually our first regulation is in the Government of Bali Regulation Number 97 of 2018, it's concerning about the limitation of the single-use plastic, but it only includes the plastic straws, styrofoam, and the plastic bag. Right now, today, if we buy in some supermarket, we not see the using of the single-use plastic bag. it needs takes a time to people to understand that our regulation is try to regulate the issue to bring a better Bali.
Okay, so just go on, Ba Ari. Actually, how does the government view the long-term environmental impact of this policy on Bali's future?
For the next future, we hope that this that environmental of Bali is the most important thing that we have to protect. Because if we have a bad environment, we will cause a trouble in our tourism and also our economy. So we hope that people in Bali will remember our culture and life principle of our ancestor, the Trihita Karana, where the God, humans, nature, we can live in balance. And the community and all part of the stakeholders can be understood that the most important, maybe we do a lot of activities, but the most thing we have to remember is how do we can protect our Bali, our environment, so we can have we can give a better life to our next generation.
Okay, so the last Wari, maybe do you have any messages or suggestions for local people who really who will feel or experience this policy directly?
Personally, I think this is a simple thing that we can do. Bring your own tumbler, or not using a single use plastic is not a hard thing to do. We can, everyone can do this thing. And we believe that with the character of awareness, in the environmental issue, we can continue to see the beautiful nature of Bali in the future.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Mbak Ari, for your time and also attention to join our special interview today.
Thank you.
We hope that the policy will make Bali better than before.
Yeah, we need support from all stakeholders and the media too.
Okay. Maybe. Thank you, Mbak Ari. Have a nice day and good afternoon.
Okay.
Okay, well, listener, and also viewers, that was our special interview with Made Ari Indra Rahayu as Environmental Analyst of Forestry and Environmental.
Jalan sambil bergandeng tangan, lalu berdansa sambil pelukan rasa. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta, ku tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis,
sambil bermain mata turun ke hati, hatinya jatuh.
Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis,
sambil gandengan tangan, hati pelukan di angan syahdu.
Awan ikut menari-nari,
romantis,
sambil merayu, lupakan ada waktu. Angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta, ku tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis,
sambil bermain mata turun ke hati, hatinya jatuh.
Kita bikin romantis, yeah. sana. Dari mata yang selalu berkedip-kedip, terlalu senang, terlanjur sayang. Harus aku katakan, kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bergandeng tangan, bermain angan yang syahdu. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandengan tangan, hati pelukan.
Kita bikin romantis.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Pandangan pertama awal aku berjumpa. Pandangan pertama awal aku berjumpa, seolah-olah hanya impian yang berlalu. Sungguh tak kusangka dan rasa tak percaya,
cowok setampan dia datang menghampiriku.
Hampir-hampir aku tak sadar dibuatnya. Awal aku berjumpa, pandangan pertama awal aku berjumpa, seolah-olahnya impian yang berlalu. Sungguh tak kusangka dan rasa tak percaya, aku tak sadar dibuatnya. Memang kecantikannya dan gelembutan hatinya membuat aku berani menghadapi dunia. Oh yeah. Pandangan pertama awal aku berjumpa. Pandangan pertama awal aku berjumpa.
Ku bersimpu di sisi jasad membeku, doa tulus dan air mata. Segala dosaku pohonkan ampunannya, seakan terjawab dan kau terima. Nah itu, kapan lagi kita kan bercanda. Ulang sampai di rumah tuh belegar, bing selamat meninggal. Itu kayaknya tuh, wah dunia itu pecah, gak karuan gitu. Wah, aku terus nangis, terus nanya kemana-mana, gak ada yang tahu di mana. Gak taunya malam-malam baru Om Pingnya dipindah ke rumah istrinya.
Arriving at home, I heard that Bing Slamet passed away. It's like the world broke and it's crazy. I cried and cried, so I asked somewhere. Nobody knew. Suddenly at night, Bing Slamet was moved to his wife's house located at Jalan Arimbi. Then yes, I've prayed. Surprisingly, I couldn't leave because of the nature. I had to pray for Bing Slamet. Then I prayed and prayed under his foot. I said, God, forgive all his sins. God, accept him by your sight. Give mercy on him. He was a good man. Oh my God. My ears were directed to a place with a long funnel. There was a voice. He did not make any sin because he had a lot of good deeds. I cried. I wore a scarf. I covered my mouth with the scarf. I went into the bathroom. I said, he did not make any sin. He had a lot of charity. It's crazy. I kept crying. That's why I asked the God's forgiveness for him. On board, I made something. Sitting next to me was Mus Mualim. It was here at my head. Something sounded. The song sounded. I grabbed a pen at him. Then there was a disposal bag. It was a dirty vomit bag, wasn't it? In the past, if we flew, we did vomiting. It was a pity. I took the disposal bag and wrote there. It was already the same song and lyrics. Then we got off from the plane. Emilia, Antitik, and Mus. Uncle Mus was so mean. Why? Yes. It was Antitik. Keep crying like that. So come here. Come here. I had to tell you. I took him to the restroom. Yes. Listen well. I was writing this. We would like to sing at noon. It was sunny and bright day. Antitik crept. So first one to hear it was Emilia Contessa.
Titik Puspa, a living legend singer of Indonesia, thus idealized the late Bing Slamet. The death of Bing Slamet made her so sad. Being so mourning, Titik Puspa created a song called Bing. For her, Bing Slamet was indeed everything. Without Bing, Titik Puspa, who used to be very shy, would never set her foot to Jakarta as the capital city of Indonesia.
Karena tahun 54 itu saya kan menang dari Semarang. Jadi bintang radio Semarang. Sampai di Jakarta tuh saya bukan mau nyanyi atau lomba nyanyi. Di sana saya itu di sini.
I was there in the year of 1954. I was the winner of Semarang, becoming a radio star of Semarang. Until arriving in Jakarta, I did not want to sing nor join a contest. Here in my head at the time, I had to meet Bing Slamet because he was my idol. Yes, after joining exercise, I made a song that would be presented at the semifinals. I've run to find Uncle Bing. I fell and fell in front of RRI. It was still Ikada Stadium. Next to it stood Sports Center. There, we made the song. If I were a radio star of RRI, I would meet him at the midfield until I fell. How excited I was at that time. Then the next day, it was the semifinal. I took his writing. Suddenly, I had already got the signature of Bing Slamet. I brought it until I slept. I said that right here, there was Titik Puspa. I've twice, finally, the third time. I was pushed by my fellows. You were called. I continued to stand up. It was you. I was in front of the mic. I asked, what's going on anyway? The committees of Semarang were so crazy. They were a little angry. I didn't understand. I actually laughed and laughed. It was going on. Ting, tong. Then I've already entered right away. I said in my heart, should I cry or not? Oh, yes. I shouldn't cry and cry.
Although not a major champion in the selection of RRI Radio Star in 1954,
Titik Puspa, as a singer who was born in November the 1st, 1937, began to realize her vocation as a singer.
Pemberian hadiah, tahu-tahu itu pokoknya Titik Puspa mesti nyanyi.
Until in the final, I wasn't so sad. There was not anything wrong. To be presenting the gift, Titik Puspa had to sing. Oh, how come? I was already defeated by number one. How could I really sing? It's wrong, wasn't it? It's insulting, yes? RRI and Mr. Iskandar requested for you to sing. Who the hell it was? It was the conductor, whom I forget his name, from Sumatra. Okay. If I remember it, I had to sing. I'd often join exercise. The song was created by Chandra Buana. They were already singing all. Then I joined as well. As soon as I finished singing, the crowded applause was heard so long. Before, they just felt common. Yes, it was normal. So I was so admired. I said, I should be a singer. Like what? What I had to sing. Oh, it was up to the God, I told so. From there, I thought, I've said myself that I should be asked by the God to sing.
For Titik Puspa, having a singing talent is a tremendous gift from the God. She did not expect to obtain such grace because since childhood, she was known frail and sickly. Because of being often sickly, she never felt disappointed and upset with the Creator. Even, she used to try to commit suicide.
Mana sang maha pengasih maha penyayang gitu kan? Siang disayangi siapa? Saya dari dulu selalu sakit tuh, duar. Halilintar itu, ora wedi paten nono. Aku kan bahas orang Jawa. Udah pokoknya sekarang saya mau bunuh diri, duar paten nono. Jadi itu tuh betul-betul saya dengan apa namanya itu apa halilintar dan gelegar geluduk itu apa ya?
Where about the merciful? Ya. And the gracious was, whoever was loved. I used to be sick, like the thunder sounded, der. I wasn't afraid to die. I'm a Japanese woman. Anyway, now I wanted to commit suicide. Der, let me die. It was really like, what's the name? It was lightning and thunder, so I challenged it. Finally, I said that, anyway, I wanted to commit suicide. I ran to home, wanted to go to school and to my village around 5 or 6 kilometers. I was wet because of the rain. I ran until my village. I was at the back of the house with a garden and an orchid. There was peace fruit and there was a guava tree. Anyway, I took my many fruits of all the trees. Even I took the gummy ones as well. Babal. You know babal? Don't you? It was young jackfruit with a lot of gum. It's white and white. Oh my God. My mom always grew pepper. This was a handful of red pepper, so I put them into the mortar. You know the mortar. It's container to pound paddy, not the long one. I've put it in the pepper and some salt. One pan was full. Then I ate. Ooh, it was like a fire. So spicy. I ate a lot until dying. I kept eating and eating. Afterwards, I lost control.
After being fainted, Titik Puspa was conscious of the change in herself. She was no longer weak. She was well, smart, and everyone was pleased with her. She also thanked the merciful to change herself. Ever since, Titik was committed to singing for the God. This was an initial momentum on which Titik Puspa started singing.
Terus besoknya bangun itu cueng. Itu kayak bangun itu kayak cuap.
The next day I woke up, it was like being $6 million man, you know, in the morning. What I did was washing dirty plates, sweeping around and bathing my younger sisters and brothers. Everything I did was like washing and washing. It was like the job of making films, you know. Everything was quickened. I went to school on foot and it was a heart struggling. After arriving at the school, I was able to answer all the questions asked by my teacher. I was able. All of my schoolmates clap hands. That was boosting. You know, boosting. 7 times. 7 is okay. Everything was not. Then everybody was laughing and laughing. Oh my God, wait a moment. I thought so. I ran from the school. I climbed some trees in the garden. Oh my God, I was smart. I failed to die. I wasn't sick. And every student loved me at school. Even I was asked to sing and I was applauded. Everything that I was asked to do was that I could do. Though the God was angry with me, okay, if the God was angry, I apologize. Now, I started singing for God.
The voice of Titik Puspa imitating the sound of a train into a beautiful song rhythm. When sitting in the fifth grade of elementary school in Magelang, Titik Puspa got accustomed to going to school by train. During this trip on the train, she was listening to beautiful music that actually was the sound of the train. Surprisingly, it was only she could hear the musical strains.
Jadi setiap pulang satu tahun itu, satu tahun saya nyanyiin Gusdala, satu tahun aku dinyanyiin kereta api.
So each time I arrived home for 1 year, for 1 year, I sang, oh my God. 1 year, I sang on the train. Because I was at the fifth grade of elementary school in Magelang, I had to board. Well, it was so. For me, it might be the start that I had to learn sound, yes. I heard an imitated sound. I made it as a guidance. Anyway, oh my God wanted me to do so. In order, I heard music.
That was Titik Puspa in the eyes of other artists. She's known as a senior who is not arrogant and wants to lead the junior. Then, how was Titik Puspa in the eyes of her daughter, Patty?
Kalau sebagai anak, mungkin tidak semua anak tahan ya, karena edukasi yang dilakukan oleh ibu saya yang kebetulan Titik Puspa itu tidak berhenti sampai detik ini pun.
If as a daughter, probably all children could hold so, because the education made by my mother, who happens to be Titik Puspa, does not stop until this moment. For us, a mother is above all everything. It means that we can be down if we are opposite or rough with her. With the philosophy, our life is thankfully peaceful. We have a basic ethic of being part of the community and family. Then we don't feel frustrating easily. We can accept what our life is. We can move forward. We can remain on the right ethics and so forth. But it must be strong enough because we keep making self-correction. Even until I will be a grandmother and have grandchildren, I keep making self-correction.
Bila ku ingat masa kecilku, hangat tubuhmu memeluk tidurku. Senyumanmu terlukis di dalam mimpi-mimpiku. Tak kuragu cintamu menjagaku.
Titik Puspa is well known not only as a singer but also as a remarkable songwriter. Many of her songs have become top hits so far. The creation process of her songs was made by herself, starting from not to lyrics.
Suamiku lihat aku nulis tapi dia enggak pernah bisa baca tulisanku.
My husband saw me write a song, but he was unable to read my writing because my notes are in lines such as mi do si si la la mi do la sol fa fa. Mi, re, mi, re, mi, sol, fa. There's no bar. It was trial or anything. Only I knew. So I got it, and I sang, and finally he knew as well. Then he could make the music. So if I make a song, people think Muswali makes it. He was never able to read my writing.
In her career, Titik Puspa often underwent hard time. The most severe period she experienced was when she was claimed to suffer from cancer.
Karena waktu saya sakit kan kena kanker. Karena kan umur 73 mau ke 74 ya. Orang udah umur segitu kan kena kanker kan susah diperbaiki, diobatin ya. Tapi saya dikasih hidup lagi, kasih sehat.
When I
lagi.
Suffered a serious illness,
Tuhan,
oh my God, I wasn't wrong.
Aku baru tahu
orang I just knew how painful of suffering from a cancer was. I got to cry and cry. Oh, this, my body was so painful. I didn't know which part in my body was so painful. My whole body suffered from my toes to my head. That was all painful. The pain was 100 folds. Like a pregnant woman who delivers a baby. Oh my God, I couldn't stand suffering from the pain. I had no strength. I said, if the God wants me to die, please let me die. I wasn't wrong anymore. But if the gods want me to live in the world, please help and give me clues. But while I was crying, I was in Singapore.
But the merciful God showed his power to Titik Puspa. After being hospitalized for 13 days, she was declared to be recovered from cancer. Upon her recovery, she felt indebted to the God and was entrusted with a task by entertaining Indonesian children.
Gitu, nah, di situ saya merasa punya utang sama Gusti Allah, sama Tuhan. Makanya saya mesti apa Tuhan, tunjukkan saya kepengin punya lagu buat anak-anak.
Well, ya, udah, there I felt being indebted to the God. So, what I had to do, my God, show me clues. I wanted to have some songs for children. Yes, finally I met Madam Ajin from Musica Studio. Well, I made A-A-O-A-O. Then it has been made, just waiting to launch it. So there were some titles of the song, such as Aku Bangga Jadi Anak Indonesia, which means I'm proud to be Indonesian. Kau dan Aku Indonesia, which means you and I are Indonesian. Cintailah Cinta, which means love the love. Lagu Buat Bunda, which means song for mother. Honohini, which means here and there. In addition, there were other medley songs, Menabung and Gang Kelinci, meaning savings and rabbit alley and halo halo. Then I added some songs, Pujaanku, which means my idol, Kekasihku Itu Bapak Ismail Marzuki, which means my beloved father Ismail Marzuki, Indonesia Tanah Air Beta, my homeland Indonesia, and Indonesia Pusaka, which means Indonesian heritage. So I had a lot of tasks from the God for Indonesian children. This was what made me revived. I was like a newborn baby, like a newborn baby. I met with the children, so I cheered up again. I was like to have a new spirit, you know, to have a new world.
Now, her age is not young anymore. Titik Puspa presents a special gift for Indonesian children. She creates a special song for the children to fulfill her promise to the Creator.
The rest of my life, sisa hidup saya, insya Allah saya akan persembahkan kepada anak-anak Indonesia sebagai cicilan utang saya kepada Tuhan. Kepada
now with the rest of my life, the rest of my life, God's willingness, I will dedicate my life to Indonesian children as an installment of my debt to the God, to my country, and to my people. I'm now 78 years old. I can still breathe fresh life somewhere in a beautiful place, and I'm closer with the visible sky. The sky looks visible. Oh my God. I kiss, love, and pray for my people to be always aware with their behavior and capacity. The God will embrace my people with healthy, safe, smooth, and successful way. Boost my country, my leaders, and my people. I thank a lot to all Indonesian heroes in all fields. I love all of you. God bless you. Independent.
ini mulai merasa.